And we're back on the KYMN Morning Show, and we do have a special guest that is with us. Joining us from Northfield Shares, it's the Interim Executive Director. Good morning. How are you doing, Carrie Carroll?
I'm great. Good morning to you.
We're going to have you work that microphone a little bit closer.
Okay.
We don't have all the bugs out of our studio yet, but we're getting kind of close.
I'll assure all the listeners there are actually not bugs in here.
So. All right. Hey, thank you so much for coming in. I'm going to ask you, first of all, you've been interim director for a little while now, a couple of months, mm-hmm. I believe it's been, since last we talked to you. How are things going?
Great. Good. So we wrapped up 2021, and we're kicking off 2022. We actually just welcomed 6 new board members to our board of directors, so we're excited to have their services coming to us and their time and talent and expertise in a lot of different areas. So we're excited to welcome all of those folks on board, and we're excited for the next couple months and obviously the future of Northfield Shares.
And Northfield Shares, a combination of what used to be Fifth Bridge and the Northfield Area Foundation. We're going to talk more about the volunteer part today, mm-hmm. And that is because the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., his national holiday event is coming up on Monday, and a lot of people see that, think of that as a holiday, maybe a day off, you don't get the mail, maybe not working, but it's really the purpose of it is to reflect on the service that was given by Mr. King and that continue that legacy.
Absolutely. And I loved how you said that it is a day off for a lot of us, and you know, we won't get the mail, maybe not having to work. Some of us are going to be working on that day. But we really like to think of it as a day on, not day off, and maybe get involved in volunteering, helping your neighbor. There are always things to do. I think the snowfall could not be better timed because there will be shoveling that will probably need to be done. So maybe help a neighbor. Just step out, be nice, be kind to your neighbor, and we just really want to embrace that with the MLK Day of Service.
Let's talk about Northfield Shares and the volunteer programs that you have. That's one of the big things from Northfield Shares is meeting people who want to help but don't know what to do and connecting them with the needs of different organizations and individuals.
Absolutely. We actually purchased a software system called, well, it's based Galaxy Digital, but we call it the Volunteer Hub. And for lack of a better way of explaining, it's electronic matchmaking for volunteerism. It's an opportunity for organizations to post opportunities and individuals and groups to find opportunities electronically. And so we really encourage organizations to post those opportunities, and we encourage everybody in town to go in and check it out, make a profile, and you can identify specific areas that you're interested in helping around. For example, if I'm really interested in reading, education, anytime there's a post from an organization around that angle, I will get pinged on my own. So it's really tailored to the likes and talents and wants of the individuals when those posts come out. So it's a great opportunity. I think there's two that came up just recently. The Northfield Retirement Center is looking for an individual to play chess. I've got to believe there's somebody in this town that would be willing to play chess with one of their residents. And although it's not a volunteer opportunity, we did put it in our most recent e-news blast. The Northfield Arts Guild is doing a production, and they actually need a banjo player that plays bluegrass. So I'm just going to put a plug out for the Northfield Arts Guild today to say, if there's a banjo player in town that knows how to play bluegrass, you might have a nice gig coming up this spring. So I just thought those were really unusual opportunities. So why not? So
yeah, absolutely. A little bit of everything. You
absolutely.
Know, you know about the big Northfield Shares played such a key role when the tornadoes came through, mm-hmm. when we have flooding and big events like that. There are smaller needs and probably a lot more fun needs
exactly.
out there as well.
Right. So no chainsaws needed to play the banjo or play chess. So, but no, we're just, I mean, I think this town is just, we always rise to the occasion. Everybody in this town rises to the occasion when there's a need, or obviously their disaster relief, the tornadoes, the flooding, people step up. So I think we just want to encourage that to continue and inspire others to do it and bring along a friend.
And you don't need to wait until Monday to do that, though. Monday is a good opportunity for it. As you had mentioned, there are going to be people, and we're going to have to plow and snow and
yep.
do things like that.
Yeah, so just be kind.
Mm-hmm. Carrie Carroll, once again, the executive director for the acting executive director for Northfield Shares. The search for a new executive director, let's talk about that a little bit. You mentioned you've got some you have some brand new board members on. Is that starting yet, or is something you're going to hold on to for a while, or what?
The executive committee of the board is weighing those opportunities, okay, and just to decide when our former executive director left. Obviously, the timing was right before Thanksgiving and right before the holidays, and so they just put a pause on it. Mm-hmm. And we are just reassessing as a group where we want to go from here.
All right. Well, I think you've got time to do that, and you've got some good leadership in the meantime.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to bring up?
I guess just watch our website. Can you believe it's been, I was going to hopefully have Rich next to me to say this because he was one of our key co-MCs of our Northfield Chairs Evening of Entertainment, mm-hmm, January 23rd, 2021. Believe it or not, that day is not a year later is not very far off. What is a week from Sunday? So we're actually going to just send out an email with the link and call it Northfield Chairs Evening of Entertainment Reboot. So it's another opportunity. Check it out. Enjoy. Pop a bowl of popcorn. Sit down by the fireplace at home on Sunday the 23rd, or for that matter, any time, and just rewatch some amazing talent that comes out of this town. And support Northfield Chairs and all of our folks that are here.
It was a wonderful event last year, and I'm going to watch it again this year.
It was fun.
Perfect.
So,
Carrie, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks,
much
Jeff.
Appreciate it.
Have a great day.
From Northfield Chairs, that is Carrie Carroll. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080, KYMN Northfield. Rich will be back in here in 2 minutes. Here's a look at state news with MNN.